In this bulletin, the World Health Organization backs the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine. The US imposes sanctions on Myanmar's military. And in tennis, Nick Kyrgios through to the third round of the Australian Open. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has welcomed the World Health Organization's endorsement of the AstraZeneca vaccine for everyone aged over 18. It follows some countries questioning the effectiveness of the vaccine, which will eventually be manufactured and made available in Australia. Boris Johnson says more than 30 million people have been vaccinated in the UK, including 90% of people aged over 75.
These vaccines are safe and effective, and it was good to see the World Health Organization today confirm its support for the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine for use in everyone over the age of 18 and obviously everyone over 65, and also supporting the 12-week interval between the two doses. Indeed, they say the longer interval provides greater protection.
Victoria's hotel quarantine cluster remains at 8, with 2 new cases reported yesterday and none since then. Victoria Transport Minister Jacinta Allen says testing capacity has been increased, with most results coming back within 24 hours. She says more than 22,000 tests were conducted in the past 24 hours.
Another day of testing in the 22,000 mark shows that Victorians continue to take this very, very seriously, understand the role that we all have to play in getting tested and isolating.
The Labor Party is accusing the Industrial Relations Minister Christian Porter of lying for saying a proposal to address insecure work could cost billions. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has revealed a new policy that would allow casual workers to take their entitlements from job to job. The federal government says the plan will cost businesses $20 billion a year. But Labor's government accountability spokesman, Christina Keneally, says that's incorrect.
Christian Porter is lying. Christian Porter is simply making things up. It's very much like Donald Trump, isn't it? The way that Christian Porter and Scott Morrison are just bald-faced lying about this industrial relations bill and bald-faced lying about what it is Labor proposes to do.
In overseas news, Democrats in the US Senate are presenting opening arguments in Donald Trump's second impeachment trial. Prosecutors say they'll prove Mr. Trump was no innocent bystander in January when he gave a speech at the US Capitol before it was stormed. Lead House impeachment manager Jamie Raskin has called Donald Trump the inciter-in-chief.
The evidence will show that he clearly incited the January 6th insurrection. It will show that Donald Trump surrendered his role as commander-in-chief and became the inciter-in-chief of a dangerous insurrection. And this was, as one of our colleagues put it so cogently on January 6th itself, the greatest betrayal of the presidential oath in the history of the United States.
And the US has announced a range of sanctions against the military in Myanmar in response to the coup that's led to the arrest of Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior politicians. President Joe Biden says his government will prevent the military generals from having access to $1 billion in Burmese government funds that are held in the US.
I've approved a new executive order for enabling us to immediately sanction the military leaders who directed the coup, their business interests, as well as close family members. We're freezing U.S. assets that benefit the Burmese government while maintaining our support for healthcare, civil society groups, and other areas that benefit the people of Burma directly.
In other overseas news, a Saudi women's rights activist has been released from prison after almost 3 months in detention. 31-year-old Lujan Al-Hathloul was detained in May 2018 and sentenced to nearly 6 years in prison on charges the United Nations called spurious. While she's now free, she still faces a 5-year travel ban. In tennis, Nick Kyrgios has advanced to the third round of the Australian Open after defeating Hugo Humbert of France in 5 sets. Kyrgios survived 2 match points, winning 5-7, 6-4, 36-76-64 at John Cain Arena. Speaking after the victory, he says the crowd support helped him stay in the contest.
It was a strange match. Like, I'm telling you, if you're inside my head, there were some dark thoughts in there, I tell you what. But it tends to be my career, you know. I'll live to fight another day, and, you know, hopefully I can continue to play good tennis like that in front of you guys, man. That's all I can ask.
Let's see what the weather's doing for you across the nation. In Perth, a beautiful day, sunny 26 degrees. Very hot in Adelaide with a couple of showers, 38. It's humid in Melbourne with a late shower or two and 34 degrees. Late showers and a sunny day for Hobart, 26. It's partly cloudy in Canberra, 30 degrees. Cloud clearing, 25 in Wollongong. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle, tops of 27. Partly cloudy in Brisbane, 29. A couple of showers about in Canberra. 31 and 31 as well for Darwin, with showers there too and a possible storm. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.